Jehu began to reign over Israel about 842 BC. He destroyed Baal worship in the land, but did not remove the two golden calves set up in Bethel and Dan by Jeroboam the first king. This displeased the Lord, and he began to reduce the size of Israel. Hazael, king of Syria, overpowered the Israelites throughout their territory east of the Jordan, in the land of Gilead, the region of the tribes of Gad, Reuben, and Manasseh. He did all the harm to the children of Israel that Elisha the prophet had foretold. Hazael destroyed the towns, slaughtered the young men, and dashed the little children to the ground. After Jehu had killed the 42 members of Judah's royal family, only Ahaziah's young children were left. Ahaziah reigned 1 year. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, because his mother, Athaliah, daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, was his counselor. While Ahaziah was away, Athaliah ruled the country. When she was told that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family, all Ahaziah's children. By killing her own grandchildren, she thought she had eliminated all the heirs to the throne, because she wanted to reign alone. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram by another wife, and half-sister of Ahaziah, took the youngest of Ahaziah's sons, Joash, stole him away from among the royal princes that were murdered, and put him and his nurse in a bedroom to hide him from Athaliah. Jehosheba, wife of the high priest Jehoiada, then hid Joash, her nephew, in the temple of the Lord, and the child was hidden for 6 years, while Athaliah ruled the land. During that time no one knew that one of Ahaziah's sons was still alive, as Athaliah was a Baal worshipper and never went near the temple of the Lord. When the boy was 7 years old, Jehoiada summoned the army commanders and showed them the king's son. He made a covenant with them to put Joash on the throne, and they went throughout Judah to gather the priests and Levites to come to Jerusalem. Then the whole assembly made a covenant with the young king at the temple of the Lord. Jehoiada said to them, "The king's son shall reign as the Lord promised concerning the descendants of David." And he gave orders for Joash to be proclaimed king. "No one is to enter the temple of the Lord," he said, "except the priests and Levites on duty. The Levites are to station themselves around the king, each man with his weapons. Anyone who approaches the precincts must be put to death. Stay close to the king wherever he goes." On the appointed day, Jehoiada the priest stationed armed men round the king and put guards in the temple area. Then he and his sons came out with Joash and crowned him before the people. Joash was presented with a copy of the covenant and proclaimed king. Then he was anointed, and everyone clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise and all the people cheering, she went to the temple of the Lord and saw Joash standing by a pillar at the entrance to the temple with guards around him, and all the people gathered together, rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Singers with musical instruments were leading the praises, and everyone was cheering. Then Athaliah tore her robes and shouted, "Treason! Treason!" The high priest ordered the commanders of the guard to take Athaliah away from the temple precincts and to put her to death. So they seized her, took her to the entrance of the palace grounds, and slew her with the sword. Then Jehoiada made the king and the people enter into a covenant before the Lord to be God's people and to remain faithful to him. They all went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They killed the priest and smashed the altars and idols. Then they went to the palace and seated Joash on the royal throne. Next episode, the reign of Joash.